His Excellency Rashid Hassan Pour Bey, Ambassador of Iran for January 2023 issue of The Cord magazine.
Dialogue. Media and more effective institutions. An optimist constructs aeroplanes, while a pessimist makes parachutes. Optimism and pessimism have been driving forces of mankind throughout history. Extreme optimism and pessimism can be harmful and dangerous. Pessimism has always been, more or less, a dominant discourse, becoming the foundation of policies and decision-making, so it can even be said that a significant part of civilization is based on pessimism. An optimist constructs aeroplanes, while a pessimist makes parachutes. Optimism and pessimism have been driving forces of mankind throughout history. Extreme optimism and pessimism can be harmful and dangerous. In the new period that started with the COVID crisis, the war in Ukraine, etc., the countries of the world have their high politics strengthened and reinstated to their agendas. As a result of existential threats becoming more prominent, countries have opted to increase and improve armament, and thus the development of military industries and technologies has become a priority to maintain and continue survival. Extreme nationalist, conservative and protectionist policies have become the guidelines of countries. In such an atmosphere, which ensued from pessimism itself, pessimism has only intensified and strengthened. While some countries and actors possess weapons of mass destruction and thereby create immunity and a safe haven for themselves, at the same time, international institutions and authorities are deficient when it comes to minimum efficiency and the authority needed to control and manage global affairs. In this situation, the dynamics of optimism are more or less active, which are, 1. Interdependencies, 2. Openness to dialogue, 3. A decisive and key role of the media, especially in this era of communication and information, 4. Public awareness and the increasing role of this parameter and variable in decision-making, 5. Positive roles of regional and global organizations, 6. Arms deterrence, armed peace.